Hello, you guys. Hello. Welcome to episode 11 of Tea Time with Effie. Today's not going to be a long episode. Like I start off every episode, I want to say thank you to everybody who has continued to support me in my venture of podcasting. I really do appreciate it. And the support does not go unnoticed. And I'm extremely grateful to everybody who has and will even in future continue to listen to these episodes with me. Literally spilling, how do I say? It's like giving you chapters out of my diary. Chapters out of my diary. That's exactly what it is. Chapters out of my diary. And unlike, the only difference is that I'm not writing it down in a book or anything, but I'm sharing it with all of y'all. Because what I don't want to do is have things bottle up. And, you know, sometimes you can write things down and express your feelings, but when you don't speak on something, it's difficult for you to, you know, really deal with, you know, what you're going through. And I hope I'm making some kind of sense. But before we go into this episode, let us start off like we start off every episode. Whether you might be laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might be in your car having me on the surround sound, or you might even be in the grocery store doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. And without further ado, let us dive right in. Baby, it's episode 11. Episode 11, honeys, of season 1. Now, I'm still trying to figure out. Season 1. Am I going to have 13 episodes for season 1? And take a short break? And then come back with season 2? Or am I going to have, what do you say, like 15 or 16 episodes of season 1? Because I'm just working it off of the series that I watch. You know, some series have 10 episodes. Some have 13. Others have 25. And I want Tea Time with Effie 2 to be the same like that. Because I want season 2 to be... Because season 1 is like an introductory season. If that makes any type of sense. And then season 2 will cover specific topics. Y'all know what I'm saying? So it might be on mental health. It might be on all my friends. It might be on anything. You know what I'm saying? I still need to do some research on what is going to be, you know, the best topic to do season 2 with. Like I say, season was an introductory season, and I'm spilling all the tea on my life, what has happened in my past, with love, with work, figuring out your tea. You know what, babies? Let me go through this. Let's just recap on the titles that we've had for season 1. With episode 1, we had, "This Tea Is On Me." Ooh, babies, did I tell y'all? I had me a good old time with that episode. Episode 2 was For the Love of Tea. That was where we spoke about past relationships. Episode 3 was When Is It Tea Time? And that was talking about past work relationships. Work experiences, at least. Episode 4 was Tea Time or Lunch? Oh, and that was the episode where we was talking about foods. All different types of food that I liked or that I don't like in my life. Episode 5 We had Figuring Out Your Tea, which was more centered around, lifting up your spirit and like the brain detox, mental health, and anxiety, depression, things like that that I've gone through. Episode 6, we dealt with pet peeves with a hint of tea, where I was talking about people who eat with their mouths open. People adding me on social media and then just wanted to, ask me for my number for my WhatsApp. That is what I tell you. It's actually good reading back on all these. I didn't really read or even listen to past episodes since I have recorded it. Episode 7. Now, this episode was definitely one of the highlights of this season. And it was Cheating with Auntielicious. Babies, do y'all remember Auntielicious? Oh, I will never forget that woman. She gave us some good insight on these trifling men out here in these streets. Baby, when I tell... Ooh, Auntielicious, if you're listening to this episode, I'm sending you so much love. Episode 8. Now, babies, when I tell y'all, episode 8 was the week of Halloween. And that was spooky tea. Hashtag Halloween tea. Babies, when I tell you, when I listened to that episode and that background music started playing, one of my friends told me, at the part where I spoke about the little girl that was in the corridor when I went to the bathroom, the spirit of the little girl. And she said to me, whenever she gets to that part of the episode, she just fast forward because that just really freaks her out. Oh, babies, we had some fun this season. Episode 9, Rethinking Your Tea. Relationships, love, and body stereotypes. Also, very empowering episode. Episode 10, we had the truth behind real support. And episode 11, which is today's episode, it's like a continuation of Figuring Out Your Tea. And this one is entitled Believe in Yourself. Yes, babies, the word tea is not in this title. It is called Believe in Yourself. Now, babies, let's dive straight into chapter 1. For this entire year, we have been, bombarded with the COVID-19. People have lost their jobs. People have been forced to work from home. I have been doing my final year of my degree. And last week Monday, submitted my final research proposal for sociology. So I'm officially on holiday. Now, babies, I don't know what it is, but I have been starting to feel every morning, like when I wake up, I'm having a feeling of anxiety all over me. Like I'm feeling a little bit depressed, feeling nervous, feeling anxious. And I had spoke to my mom about this, and I said to my mom, I wonder if it's because I know that I'm graduating next year and I need to find myself a job. You know what I'm saying? So I was thinking, maybe it could be that anxiety that's in the back of my mind that has been, has been just shoved away in a deep dark corner of my mind because I was busy with all these assignments and all these research proposals and things for the modules that I've done through this heat. And now that I'm on a holiday and I have time to actually, really realize that, hey, baby, you graduated next year. You're going to be a graduate. You're going to have to find yourself a job. Either in jobs that you have done before, and what I mean by that is jobs that you've done before up until you get a job that you really want to do in the field of journalism or gender. And what was I saying? Oh, babies, I forgot my train of thought. But yeah, so I think that fear, it's starting to really creep in and it's making me anxious. But what I actually done yesterday, before I get to that, what I normally do was Like, when was it? What is today? Today, Tuesday, right? Over the weekend. Was it Sunday? No, Saturday. Saturday, I woke up and I felt all depressed. And I thought to myself, you know what? Let me continue to be depressed. And I went live on one of these social medias that I've joined recently. It's not Facebook. It's not Instagram. It's a different social media. You got to go live every single day. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to cheer myself up with no happy music. I'm going to listen to sad music. So that if I start feeling sad or feel like I need to cry, this music is going to be able to help me to, you know, release those emotions. Because that's one thing that I've realized, that music really helps me. Like, if I listen to happy music, it makes me happy. If I'm feeling sad and I listen to sad music, it makes me feel more sad. But through me, you know, really feeling that emotions and not shoving them away, by listening to happy music, I am able to truly overcome those negative emotions. Does that make sense, babies? Because that makes sense to me. So yeah, that is what I did on Saturday. And then one of my friends on the social media, she came on to my live and she said to me, Effie, I heard you listening to all the sad music. What's going on? No. Come on, you got to listen to happier music. And that's what I did. And then the day we had us a good old time that day live on this platform. And things just went from bad to great. And I was exceptionally grateful to this friend of mine for pulling me out of that funk, because I had felt like I could have stayed there for quite some time. And so I spoke about it to her, and I even spoke about it to my mama. And my mama said to me, you know what, it could be that, you know, feelings of anxiety that is creeping up on you, because you know next year you need to either get yourself an internship, you have to get yourself a job, you know you have to start really looking for jobs and, you know, sending your CV out there and all that. You can always update it once you have received your transcript from the university. Or once you get your degree, you can always add those on to your CV. But in the meantime, you're going to have to put yourself out there. And I was grateful to her for having this conversation with me. And I spoke to some of my friends about it as well. And they said to me, yes, Effie, we understand, you know, everybody goes through this type of worry every now and then. It could be caused by anything. It could be caused by anything. And I guess that's what makes us human, is it not? We cannot simply smile and laugh every single day. Eventually, we have to deal with those negative emotions that we might have shoved down to focus on matters at hand. Y'all know what I'm saying? Yeah, so that is what chapter one was about. Let's see. Yeah, and even chapter two is actually still speaking on the same topic of the fact of me waking up in the morning and not knowing why I'm feeling this way. But after, like I said, I spoke to my friend on the social media and spoke to my mama, I had come to the realization that it is just anxiety of knowing that, you know what, baby, you're going to have to find yourself a job next year. And all these things. Yes, I have the podcast and I have my, you know, lip sync performances, shows, and, you know, I've got a lot of things. I've got a lot of things that I'm doing, but I need to get myself something stable so that I'm able to, you know what I'm saying, how do I say, get myself a car. Build up my credit again. Not that my credit is bad. A bitch has good credit. Babe, that's what I tell y'all. Let me have a sip of this tea. Yeah, so then yesterday I decided, you know what, Effie? You did this 21-day brain detox a few months ago. I did this 21-day brain detox by Dr. Caroline Leaf. And this is something that I'm going to speak about on many episodes in this podcast. whether season 1, season 2, or even season 30, y'all always gonna hear me bringing up the 21 day brain detox. If you are feeling any type of way, I would suggest that you do it. And there's a Switch app that you can download on Google or Apple, Play Stores, and you do the 21 day brain detox with Dr. Caroline Leaf. There's also videos on Instagram of Michelle Williams of Destiny's Child, who had also done the 21 day brain detox, and they went live for 21 days talking about the different, you know, different aspects of those 21 days. But it doesn't really give you everything that you need. You really need the app in order to, you know, really experience everything. But if you're not able to do that, you can, of course, go on to Dr. Caroline Leaf or Michelle Williams' Instagram pages. Watch the live videos. They alternate between platforms on the different days. Like, I remember day one was on Dr. Caroline Leaf's page. Day two was on Michelle Williams' page, and that was the way it went. But anywho, so I listened to day one yesterday, and I enjoyed it. Even early on this afternoon, I listened to day two of it. And best believe that this is the second time that I'm doing the 21-day detox. So it's literally like me going back and refreshing. Just putting all those things that I might have forgotten back into my mind. And So that was what I did, and I'm going to be doing this 21 day detox for another 19 days, because I said that I'd like to do the detox before we really go into the festive season. Y'all know what I'm saying? Because what I've noticed the last time was that when I did the detox, so many good things happened in my life afterwards. It's like I have dealt with all the negatives and made way for all the positives to come flooding through into my life. Like, literally started this podcast, joined the social media platform that I told y'all about. On Saturday, Saturday coming, I was invited to YouTube influencer, somebody who has a YouTube channel right here in Cape Town, and he asked me to join him on his episode that he's recorded on Saturday. And so like really good things has been coming through, and I just felt like I had to get into this brain detox again. Now, babies, so I actually, yesterday when I was listening to day one, Dr. Leaf said you need to think of one topic. That is the topic that you are going to deal with for the 21 days. Now, the first time I did the brain detox, I used the same topic that Michelle Williams used, and that was that of I am enough, or believe in me. And you know what? Yesterday, while I was watching that episode, I realized, you know what, Effie, you're going to have to do this again. You're going to have to do this again. And y'all know why. Because I am actually I'm an introvert at heart. Y'all know what I'm saying? Jody himself is an introvert at heart. Yes, I can be loud. I can be crazy. I can be funny. But that is simply a mask. Even Effie is a mask to cover up, you know, the soft-spoken introverted person that I truly am. So I am trying to use this 21-day brain detox not to change me from an introvert to an extrovert or somebody who is an intro-extrovert, but just to help me deal with anxieties, help me understand and believe that I am enough. And so that is today's episodes, baby. If you feel like you need any help with mental health, whether it be depression, anxiety, or maybe you don't even like using such big words, maybe you might just be worrying about something, I would suggest doing the 21-day brain detox by Dr. Caroline Leaf. She's a neuroscientist from South Africa, but is currently living in America. And yeah, so once again, thank y'all so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Today, I really appreciate y'all. And like we end off every episode, we say, whether you're laying on your bed listening to me in your earphones, you might even be in the car and have me on the stereo, or you might even be in the grocery store listening to me in your earphones doing your weekly or monthly shopping. Thank you so much for tuning in to Tea Time with Effie. Y'all be blessed.